costs that exist today. And you heard Michael talk about the fact that the United Nations, basically every agreement that we enter into, basically it puts the government in charge of private property or control all property, and this is no exception. Property rights are not absolute, they're not unchanging, they're not unalienable, but rather a complex and dynamic and shifting relationship between two or four parties over time or space. In other words, they're whatever the government wants them to be today. But it goes on to say this, and this is one of the things that shocked me. One option for insurance against species, excessive species depletion is the allocation of private property or property rights. The reallocation of property rights implies the redistribution of assets. Well, I guess it does, doesn't it? Property rights can still be allocated to the environmental public good, but in this case, they should be restricted to usufructual. Or user, what's usufructual? I had no idea. I have a PhD and never heard the word before. It sounds like a swear word. And I looked it up in my old college dictionary that sits on my desk, or at least used to. I use the internet now, but nonetheless, at the time, I used that old college dictionary, which was pretty ancient in itself. You won't find it in the modern dictionaries, but the college dictionary basically said that the usufruct system was started by the old Roman Empire, and it means that the Caesar owns everything. And he allocates to whom he will the rights and privileges to use that property for whatever purpose. It is horrifying to realize what they're setting up for us. You saw this in Michael's presentation, the agricultural world.